I'm taking an approach this week as I look at my kind of New Year's resolution to get healthier, to monitor my my various vitals and learn how to become a healthier physical person. And one of the devices that I picked up, I finally gave in, but on the cheap, and I got myself a fitness tracker.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay.
To clarify, fitness tracker, not smartwatch.
Correct. I didn't want a smartwatch. Well, what makes a smartwatch?
Well, the difference between a fitness tracker and a smartwatch is your smartwatch will receive notifications from
push notifications.
Phone. Yeah, push notifications.
This does that.
Be able to like potentially do phone calls, read your text messages, respond, stuff like that.
This does that.
Really?
Yeah.
So maybe it's a smartwatch.
Maybe it's a smartwatch. They don't call it either. They call it, they call it what it is: blood pressure monitor. Mm-hmm. Activity tracker, heart rate monitor, sleep monitor.
Okay, so
those are the four main functions of this device. Okay. So it is, of course, a watch. And so one of the things, so this is $40 at cat5.tv/tracker. I wanted to get a cheap fitness tracker because
you're looking at the dollar signs and you're fipping, aren't you?
I'm just
dying
learning
a little inside.
I'm just learning how I had to shop around. Okay. So I'm just learning kind of how I can monitor my own vitals and get healthier by motivating myself and challenging myself by knowing the numbers. Right.
Yeah.
So this is just a cheap fitness tracker.
Yeah.
Obviously. And I didn't want to go all the way to say a Fitbit. Or one of the fancier devices, because what if it doesn't work for me? Mm-hmm. I can't justify that. And again, I'm looking at doing this entire process with under $100 spent. Okay.
Right.
So for $40, I got this. It is Bluetooth. It's paired to my phone and it has a like an analog looking clock on it, which I like. It's got my heart rate and everything else. I can change my mode. It's going to monitor my sleep patterns. Cool. And again, it's going to graph everything so that I can see how am I sleeping?
Right.
How's my heart rate? I noticed when I was having some technical difficulties before the show, I was at 120 BPM.
What are you at now?
That makes sense.
Right now, I'm talking a lot and not breathing a lot, so I'm at 90. Nope, that's not right. 72.
Oh, that's you're pretty good. Winning.
72.
I'm at 88.
What is am I making you nervous? But this is pretty neat. So the goal with this is to be able to track my heart rate and my blood pressure. That's really it. And the sleep pattern thing is cool. There's another thing that I really, really like about this one, and a lot of them will have this, is that it has a vibrating alarm.
Yeah.
So I can set it on my phone, the time that I want my alarm to go off, and it will go off on this as a vibrating function.
Yeah.
So I don't wake up other people in the house.
Exactly.
See, yours is super fancy. How much did you pay?
103
BPM.
I'm sitting at 103. It's like clearly I'm stressed out.
That looks gorgeous, though.
Yeah, I paid $300 for this. This is the new Samsung Active 2.
Beautiful.
Okay. Mine was
and yours is a Fitbit.
Yeah, 130. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 40.
Yeah.
So but I'm very, very entry level. It's not fancy. It doesn't look
I feel like
beautiful.
Yours, though,
it looks like an early model Fitbit to me.
Yes.
Yeah. And yeah, it looks like it has all the features that I would expect from a fitness tracker. And of course, being Bluetooth, it's graphing everything and it's monitoring everything for me so that I can graph it and see those patterns.
Right.
So again, by seeing patterns, just like this smart scale that I picked up, by seeing those patterns, I'm able to plan out how can I improve things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If I'm only, getting so many hours of sleep, this will tell me that I need an extra hour of sleep each night.
Yes.
So then I can plan around that.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Another thing that it does that I really, really love, we looked at Oula long ago, but I've since lost my Oula and I am really bad for this. I'm always drinking black coffee and always forgetting to drink water.
Yes.
I try to throughout the day, but this will actually notify me anytime I should be drinking a sip of water.
Oh.
So it's going to help me to keep hydrated as well, which is going to help me to metabolize and lose weight.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I learned a new word to me that perfectly describes me, and that is sedentary.
Ah, yes, because you sit around.
I sit around all day long.
Yep.
Not like a lazy boy, but like
that's your job.
No, you're at
a desk.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm at my desk for 9-10 hours a day.
Yes. My job actually has been it's changed to more a set I can't say that.
Sedentary. I imagine that's how you pronounce it.
Right.
I think so.
Whereas I used to hustle and bustle around, now I'm slowly and methodically helping people, which is far less active.
So I mentioned that I learned that word because one of the features of this fitness tracker is a sedentary alarm.
Oh.
I'm like, what the heck is that? So I searched for it, and it turns out if I've been sitting still for too long, it'll let me know.
Oh, that's lovely.
So it's just a quick notification. Hey, get up, walk upstairs, go grab yourself another coffee, you know, just get up on your feet for a few minutes.
Right.
And that's, again, going to help me to get more physical activity in my day, keep it so that I'm not like becoming a vegetable through the day and then eating my dinner and, you know, then just never actually burning anything, I guess. Mm-hmm. But certainly sounds like a good thing to be standing up every now and again.
Yep.
Sounds lovely.
It is ideal.
I keep
so it's going to help me with that.
I suppose this is why now we're back at the standing studio.
That is part of it. Yeah. 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 It syncs with, it pairs with an iOS or Android device. You're asking about, like, does it have the smartwatch capabilities? It does get push notifications. I saw, I set up Twitter and saw a couple of notifications come in. I saw Gmail. A couple of different apps. The one that I didn't see in the app to be able to push to the watch is Discord, which was kind of disappointing because that's really my main communication through online.
That's a small screen though to be able to read emails.
Okay.
Or texts.
So what I do is I go to the text mode. And then I just hold in, long hold, and I can see it like that. And so then I tap for the next screen. And I got a tweet from Mrs. Marshman. So that's actually showing on my smartwatch.
Okay.
Smartwatch, fitness tracker.
Yeah, fitness tracker.
So you call that a smartwatch. You can answer your calls just by tapping your phone. It'll show you the caller ID.
Does it have a mic on it, or does it it connects to your phone?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's a controller, but it'll show me the caller ID on my wrist. Right. It'll buzz. So if I'm in a meeting, it'll buzz like vibration, and I can look at it, and it will show me who's calling, and then I can tap it to answer.
Right.
That
and
kind
you
of
find
thing.
Battery life is good?
Well, so far, it only arrived today.
Okay. No. I'm going to give you a hint. I'm going to give you a hint that helps with mine.
Yes.
Because you want to wear it while you're sleeping, so you can't charge it overnight. Just charge it when you're in the shower.
That's what I do.
Yeah, makes sense.
That's it.
Don't wear it in the shower.
Don't wear it in the shower.
This is waterproof, they call it, but they say, don't submerge it in hot water. Like, it's fine if you're in the rain or getting your hands wet, or if you're in the bath and not submerging it. It is waterproof to a certain depth, but you're not supposed to dive with it and that kind of stuff. So I would just keep it out of the water for the most part.
Yep.
And there's no charger for it. You just unhook the case or the strap, and it plugs directly into a USB port.
Wonderful.
So there's no like port or anything to charge it.
Cool.
Any other facts about this? I mean, that's really it. I did find, though, if you do purchase this same one at cat5.tv/tracker, the instruction set has you scan a QR code to get the app. And when you do that, it downloads an APK for a Chinese version of the app.
Oh.
So I'm like, what the? How am I supposed to do this? And I couldn't find out how to change the language. But it is in the Play Store. So forget about the instruction manual. Just grab the app called Hero Band 2, and it's spelled Hero Band 1-1, or II, all one word, no spaces in that, and that's in Google Play. I'm using Android. I assume it's going to be the same app name in
iOS. So will that sync to a health app, like a Google Fit or anything?
Yeah, it has its own app.
Okay.
And so this is where, because I wanted to ask you guys the question, why is it worth $300? Other than it's gorgeous. Like, mine looks like a cheap watch. But I wanted to ask that question, but one answer already came to me.
Yes.
In that the app for this will use data from that.
Correct.
The app from this will not use data from this.
Correct.
So the cheap watch doesn't synchronize data between various devices.
And I can tell you on my... The one thing that would keep me from buying that watch is the fact that you can't really connect with community, because I need motivation of competition.
You can create teams and things like that, add friends.
It would be people only with that watch.
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah.
Right? So Fitbit is a bigger community.
Thing. Yeah.
So if you're looking to be competitive, you know, how many steps did you get? You know, that kind
of
thing.
Now I'm just going to have to trust you. I can't automatically see.
I see.
So, when you look at mine, like, it has
I can see it. This is gorgeous, guys.
Like, it has a bezel around the... Like, it's a touch bezel, so I can move with my finger. So it's little features like that. It's obviously a bigger screen. It super does have fancy apps.
Yeah.
Like I can go through my contact list. I can add specific.
I'm going to use my phone to show those at home what it is that you're actually showing me here.
It's very lovely.
Yeah.
So let me just turn so you're not getting the.
There we go.
There you go. So like, you know, that'll give me some of my health stats. Rotate through. There's different apps.
Yeah.
I can add certain activities.
Yeah.
On the fly, beat per minute. Checks the weather.
Yeah.
So like, cool, there's so much more different. I can set specific alarms.
So for $300, you've got that is a true smartwatch.
Play music through here. I can do phone calls through here.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So there's much more sophisticated for sure. That's the real
thing. And even like with the sleep, you can see here.
Yeah.
Like it'll tell you how long you're asleep, how the quality, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I could set night mode, different things. I could do phone calls from this.
Yep.
So that I don't actually have to pick up my phone.
Okay. You're talking to your watch like Maxwell Smart.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
So it's, you know, you could do a lot more with this.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So mine, by contrast, and I do want to show you the screen so that you can see that it's kind of nice.
Color.
Yeah, it is color.
Mine is not.
Do you want to hold the phone?
Sure. Do you mind?
Sure.
Thank you, sir. So when I'm talking about this, I'm just,
there we go.
There you go. So I've got my steps.
Calories.
How many miles I've walked. Beats per minute right now. So yeah, the screen's not bad. Different modes. You got different themes that you can use. So if I hold long press, then I can change the theme.
Oh, okay.
Right. So it's pretty basic, but I like that.
Yep,
it works. Cool. Yeah. So, but it does the tracking. It's got sensors on the back that are going to help me to be able to track those things.
Right. Now, I will say the one thing that will set my watch apart from yours, EKG.
Like the actual beats?
Like
your heartbeat?
Echocardiograph?
Yeah.
Which for me, as somebody who has angina, it's a big deal. Because whenever I have those like fake heart attack symptoms, you can't track that. Like if you have a heart attack, there's markers that show up after the fact. Angina doesn't. And so what I like about this is with the EKG sensor, that's something that will pop up on the fly. So it's like, yep, you're having one of those. It's like, oh, okay, now that totally makes sense.
So mine has something called a PPG.
PPG.
What's that?
No clue.
An ECG measures the electrical activity of the heart using multiple electrical sensors. By contrast, a PPG is an optical measurement of arterial volume which uses a single light-based sensor.
Okay. Huh. So it shows my beats in a bar graph, in a graph. But yeah, it's not like beat, 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 beat. It's nothing like that. It's like a graph of how many beats per minute. When it logs it every 5 seconds, it looks like.
Okay.
So
cool.
Yeah, a little bit. Yours is obviously more sophisticated, and you pay for it.
Well, exactly. That's why it was $300.
Yeah.
Boxing Day deal.
Versus, it was a steal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
Mine was a steal. It was $40.
Thank you.